Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2. Good morning. Hi, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I am Scott Spaziano. There is Sandy Waters. It is live audience.
Yay!
Thursday.
Yay. Yay.
Love Thursdays. Love, yay. love Thursdays. Do we all love Thursdays, though? Not because of live audience Thursday, but just because it's like on a Thursday, you know, okay, I can push through.
It's Friday Eve.
Right. I can push through. I got this. I think Thursdays are my favorite. Even though they're the most hectic in my personal life,
yeah,
I know there's a release. And the best feeling ever is Friday at the end of your day. Oh, it's like I'm done.
Done.
I get to put on my sweatpants and I'm done here.
My favorite day is Friday, always.
Friday.
Thursday's too long of a wait for me. My anticipation is still high. On Thursdays.
But don't you love Thursdays? Like, now just talking about you, don't you love Thursdays because we have live audience Thursday?
Oh, absolutely, Sandra.
Come on! Tell me what I want to hear! Lie to me!
Sunny and cool, 57 degrees today. It's only 44. You might see some frost where you are. Blah. So there's the deal. Sandy's like, did you hear the thing that everybody's talking about Taylor Swift? I'm like, no.
Yeah, can we try to act like the cool kids just for 1 second? Now, I don't know. Are you a Swiftie?
I like her. I'm not a Swiftie.
Okay, we're not Swifties here. But did you hear about the recent controversy? Taylor Swift controversy? This is so crazy. So Taylor Swift, you know her album, Crazy, right? She's hitting records. Everybody's talking about her. She's doing the interview thing.
The new Life of a Showgirl album, right?
My mother, who really does not know Taylor Swift much, asked us the other day, so about this Taylor Swift. I go, Mom, why are you asking me about Taylor Swift? It's all over my news feed. like, once it hits my mom's algorithm, okay.
Then you know it's gone mainstream, right?
She's dropping a lot
of
money.
So what happened?
Anyhow, so some of the people who bought her album, The Life of a Showgirl, some fans received a CD with both Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's autographs on it.
That's huge.
Now,
wow.
I don't know if they specifically bought the autographed album or if this was a surprise, that part I don't know. But the whole Travis Kelce autograph was a total surprise.
Yeah.
So you would think that's sweet.
Yeah.
Two for the price of one. Buy one, get one. BOGO.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it wasn't any extra.
A lot of Taylor Swift fans are upset, very upset.
How?
Well, because they're like, listen, I don't care about Travis Kelce. I care about you and I appreciate your craft. And Taylor Swift often talks about feminism and be confident as a woman. And she's allowing, this is what they say, him to penetrate into her career, even though she said, she has gone on the record in one of her interviews and said, I'm not going to perform at the Super Bowl. I've been asked, but I'm not going to perform because that's my fiance's space.
Yeah.
I don't want to take over his space. So she's allowing him to do that to her is what her fans are saying.
You know what I say to those people? Shut up. Shut the F up.
It's like, sell it. Sell that damn album because you'll get
like
more money.
It, flip it. It's free on Spotify. Shut up. Take the listen, if they were bummed because it ruined the autograph of a single Taylor Swift, it's going to be worth $1 million one day, which it's not. Then you're
but come on, really? I don't.
And if you are a true Swiftie,
yeah,
you are happy for her. You love the fact that they're in love and engaged and getting married. That I don't understand. So it can't be from true fans.
Well, it's kind of like what you doing pushing your signature on this. I didn't buy this. Don't be thinking you're all that I would want your signature. It kind of does come across as like...
I mean, they're probably sitting having a glass of wine in their mansion together and like signing a bunch of CDs. You know, I mean, hey, let's do it. Here, you sign it too. Oh my God, that'll be hilarious. It's like Easter eggs.
Okay, is he reciprocating? Is he doing the same for her? Well, I guess she is in the NFL promos, or she was last season.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she is invading his space. But all of a sudden this year, she said, I'm going to, well, Traced. I don't know.
I don't care if she does the Super Bowl.
Is that a couple thing to do to invade each other's space? Because that shows that you're a team.
When you're in love, you're attached to by the hip, especially when you're newly wed or newly in love. You do everything together, you know, it's just like you go all out.
Do you do that? And let's see, we bring Jill on the air.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a star on our show. She doesn't come on as often as I would like, but does she invite you into her space?
No.
Do you want to be invited in?
Yes.
She's asked you to show up at her events and stuff and
only
DJ.
Only to help her. It's not like I got to hang with her boss once, and he's very cool, James, and he used to sell radio, believe it or not. So we have a lot in common.
Oh, wow.
And he's a dude, but like I met him once, maybe while I was driving with her, she was on speaker with him and I'm like, hey James. Hey man, how you doing? Good. That was it. I don't get in her world at all.
So somebody who buys a Travis Kelce autographed jersey, do they get a Taylor Swift autographed with it? Would you want one?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of... Now, hold on. Now I'm rethinking this. At first, I was laughing along like, yeah, don't be putting your autograph on that. But now I'm thinking, yeah, you're a team. It shows love. It shows...
Actually, it is. But, like, that'll never happen.
What will never happen?
That will never happen. Unless she signs one of his jerseys, like, on a one-off. That'll never happen.
What will never happen?
Signing his jersey.
Why not?
Because it's NFL. They own everything. They run everything. You can't even take a ball when it comes off the field.
Okay, hold on. Taylor Swift could own the NFL. She is like...
yeah, pretty much.
They will do whatever she says.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah. On 98.9 The Buzz, live audience Thursday. Starts in the 8 o'clock hour. If you ever want to get in, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com and fill out the form. It's free. Hey, I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters in sunshine, cool, 55, 56 degrees today.
Hang on, wait.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. I just got to turn.
Wait.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's got to get the lights better. Okay. There you go.
Because I can't see. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
sorry.
So we got tickets to Clue coming up this hour. They're coming to the auditorium. And we had Professor Plum himself on yesterday. Yeah. He was amazing.
So,
and tickets to Nerds Gone Wild all this morning on The Buzz.
Yes. Okay. So now I'm just going to put this question out there. And I'm hoping somebody will call in and relate to this. Because I know you, Scott Spisano, will be like, I never did that because I'm a great parent. What was the one thing you skipped out on that your kids had or your parents missed and you never forgave them for? 818-2899. Because.
What'd you do?
Last night.
Like consciously? Or oops?
Nope, consciously.
Oh, good.
Consciously. And you know what? It was like no big deal. I was having no remorse. There was no remorse, no regret, no nothing. It was just a matter of fact, no, I'm not going to be there. And then all of a sudden it hit me. last night, as I was getting ready for bed, I'm like, wow, what a horrible parent I am not to be there.
What'd you miss?
So my daughter plays golf for school, mm-hmm. and they had the big golf banquet last night.
Oh,
end of the season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every sports team has that. They have their end of the season banquet. And this is a time where, you know, they just...
Parents and kids.
Right. Yeah. And they talk about the season
give
and they
awards.
Give awards
yeah,
and all
stuff.
That good stuff.
And you so bailed on it on purpose.
During the day, it was a parent-kid golf day. So they all went on the golf course. Obviously, I'm not going to be that parent who goes and golfs with my daughter. It's my husband. So my husband and her spent the day golfing right after school. And then the banquet is to follow.
I see.
And I'm like, I'm not going to the banquet. That bumps into my bedtime. And I got to wake up early.
Did your husband go?
No, oh, yeah, he went.
Oh, you
he
covered went. That. No guilt. No. Unhook. Shake that ghost off of you. No problem. Hall pass. Easy. No big deal.
Okay, because one parent is there.
Yes.
Because then he sent me a video. And it's like, you know, the coach brings up a small handful of students at a time. And then mm-hmm. she talks individually about each student and their progress and what they're...
And you got her video.
And I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. I wasn't there...
For that.
To support her and to be proud of her. And I was like, I had the worst guilt last night because I'm like, my older daughter plays soccer. You're there all the time as a parent.
Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah.
Games. You're always there. I was at the banquets. Golf, you can't be there as a parent because this is not a spectator sport.
It's an individual sport. Yeah, I get it. But that me. Well, now that I'm changing my mind, maybe that's more reason you should be at that banquet.
I know! I was like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's play on that guilt a little bit. Yeah. And your husband subconsciously sent that to you to make you feel bad. But he also sent it to you because it was the moment and...
No, he did it last year, too. I don't know if he did it. God, I don't
know.
Wait,
you didn't go to the golf banquet last year either?
See, I'm telling you, it's because...
You're a bad parent.
I probably am. Well, because I am so about my schedule and my sleep. And I already don't get enough sleep.
No, you freak out when anything changes in your routine. It is your world, and when something goes wrong in it or moves it, you cave. You're done. It blows you up. And that's one of those things.
I'm very particular about my bedtime schedule. And the thing is, though, when they came home last night, I was still awake. I should have been asleep.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know why.
Because you were guilty?
No, I was doom scrolling. So when I heard them pull in and mm-hmm. open the garage door, I rushed my ass to bed as if I've been sleeping forever. I was like, oh, no, I actually could have made it because they're getting home when I'm still awake. Like, oh, my
yes,
God, it was just terrible.
That's bad.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I'd skip stuff all the time.
Now I thought you were going to say you never once skipped anything.
No, I've missed stuff, but it wasn't like, I don't know. I don't think any event is the most amazing event in the world anymore, even with kids. And that's bad because I should probably, you know, I'm not going to be on Earth forever. I should probably relish these, you know, stop thinking about how many more Christmases I have left until I die.
We should. You're right. Yeah. We should be there.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's always one parent who, it's never mom. It's never mom to drop the ball. I've been to several things where dad's mm-hmm. not there. Okay, mm-hmm. that's fine. Nobody bats an eye at. Now, mm-hmm. when mom's not there, it's like, well, where's brother?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. When, like, my roles are reversed because I'm active and there and available for all of Ellie's extracurricular activities. Everybody must think like I'm a single dad or something, and that's my day. I got my daughter. That's the feeling I get. Yeah.
So Jill has missed out on things?
Well, she doesn't miss out, but like religion and dance and gymnastics and all that stuff, 90% of it was me taking her, picking her up.
Yeah.
Or my wife's like,
I'll be saying big moments, like the dance recital. Would you ever dare miss a dance recital?
Well, in a couple years, maybe, but not the first one last year and maybe this year.
What do you mean in a couple years?
Maybe next year, year after, you know, maybe Jill can go.
No, that was supposed to be a rhetorical question. The answer is no. No, you cannot miss a dance recital.
No, I can't miss a dance recital.
And now I'm thinking, is the end of the season banquet the same as like a dance recital?
Yeah.
You shouldn't miss it.
Yeah, I think it is.
and now I want to redo.
It's the one and done. Yeah. It's not like there's dance. It's not like there's more than one dance recital. There's one at the end of the season. So there's one banquet at the end of the season. There's not like dinners every 3 weeks.
So now I am going to be laying it on extra thick with my daughter. Mm-hmm. I am so proud of you. Oh, my gosh. I wish I could have been there. Yeah, but know, work just gets in the way.
Yeah. Mommy was on Instagram.
The best part of your morning isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, free money from Amazon, people. Wow, free money. Well, you got to work for it.
No, it's not really free money. That's not the story at all.
Yeah, you got to work for it.
Now, that would be a story.
You got to work for it.
So they're seasonal workers. They're looking for 1,000 to 1,600 seasonal workers in Rochester.
Nice.
And globally, or nationwide, rather, they're looking to hire 250 employees nationwide.
250?
1,000, sorry. So 1,600 of which are going to be right here in Rochester.
That's a lot of people. That's big. That's bigger than they think they've ever done.
1,600.
That's a lot, yeah.
Seasonal workers.
Free money.
But that job, it's not free money. Stop saying that.
You work, you get money.
That's not free then.
Well, you got to work for it.
Well, okay. That's called a job, Scott. It's not free money. You're clickbait. You are freaking a walking clickbait.
But it's temporary, so that's about it.
Now, is there a job? Well, first, if you work for Amazon, 818-2899, or reach out to us. You can reach out to us on a voice message through the Odyssey app or our socials. But I'm curious, because you hear all these things, either Amazon's a great company or Amazon's a terrible, god-awful company to work for. What is it really like? Like, why do you love your job if you work for Amazon? Because I'm assuming they're looking for drivers, right?
Drivers, warehouse workers, sure, yeah. You know, the demand is bigger and bigger every year, so they probably need a lot of people in processing, you know, in the warehouses that we have here. Yeah, that too.
So what do you love about that job? Try to sell us on why we want this free money, as Scott says. Is there a job, a seasonal or part-time or whatever job, that you would love, love, love to have, and one you would absolutely hate no matter how much they would pay you?
I would hate retail. And I would want no job seasonally.
Oh, so. I would love a seasonal job. I would love to work in retail.
Really?
Yeah, that was what I would. I would want to be the greeter. If I could be a greeter at a store, sign me up.
Yeah, that's you. That's your personality.
Oh my
You're like,
God,
hi.
I would love that.
We walk out of Channel 13 every Friday, and you're like, hi, everybody. You don't know me.
Last week, you
I don't know you. Hi. I'm like, Jesus, get me out of here.
There is a dude there I talk to every week. He's the nicest guy. I have no idea what his name is.
You've gotten past that. Where it's like, by the way, I've known you for 5 months, but I don't know you. What's your name?
And actually, someone in the office told me what his name is, and I forgot again. Right. Like, I'm insecure about if I know his name. But you're gone. You're long gone. I'm like, and then Scott. And I look over and you're not even there anymore.
I don't do the Italian goodbyes, which take an hour. I'm like, I gotta go. I'm hungry.
If I could get paid to do the Italian goodbye for you. Oh my God, this is genius. Hold on a second.
Rent the Italian goodbye lady. That's you.
Irish goodbye that party, that holiday party. Uh-huh. I will stay back and say goodbye on your behalf. Oh my God, wait.
I would, and any seasonal job for me would be not in the summer. It would be winter. I don't know if anybody could ever get me to do a seasonal job, but it would be in the wintertime because I need my summers. I want my summers.
Oh, okay. No, but actually the job itself. We're not talking about what season or how much free time.
Oh.
Let's say you need to get a second job and there was a job, no matter how much they would pay you, they pay you $1 million a week, you would never sign up for it.
Retail.
Really?
Like I said, no.
Okay, how about the job you would love to have, even if they paid you $2?
I'm working at Abbott's. Ice cream, scooping ice cream.
I got to tell you, that's a lot harder than you think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I did, when the grand opening happened with the Brewsters by Grease Athena over there, the guy's an alma mater of Grease Athena, and so am I. You know, the Athena Trojans, we stick together. Yeah. So he's like, hey, if you want to come out, we're doing a charity event, come scoop ice cream.
Celebrity scooper.
Excuse me, but I did one scoop, and then I was like, let me just do the greeting. So I went outside, and I just greeted everybody.
Because the ice cream was too hard.
There's a technique. It's a like a little finesse to how to scoop it properly and okay, layer
that
it
can be learned. There's a learning curve, but
well,
you, once
I mean,
you get
everything
it,
could be learned.
Yeah, but nah, it's not as hard as
you
think.
Why do you try to act like you're always like you know everything?
You know what? You're
perfect at everything.
I'm not perfect at anything. I'm not perfect at anything, but I figure it out.
The one job, I think we can all figure it out. Okay. The one job that I would, no matter how much you would pay me, exterminator.
You wouldn't do it.
I am not doing that.
Oh, God, no. Spiders freak you out. So, no.
And, oh, hurting the poor little rodents?
Yeah, but you don't hurt them in person. You leave. You poison them, and then you forget about it.
I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't. You're a murderer. I mean, we need you.
Yeah.
People need you.
Yes.
But I would think... I'm a murderer.
The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. Mizzano, Sandy. And coming up here at 6:43.
Are you ready to commit murder, Scott?
Are you ready to commit murder, Sandra? I'm sure you want to murder me more than I want to murder you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think today's murder mystery is not a murder. I think it's a stole, like a thief. Do you want to be the thief?
Like a whodunit thief?
The whodunit thief. Yeah.
I don't know. Do I?
Okay. Well, we'll get, we're going to play the Clue mystery game.
Yes,
so
right.
You can win tickets.
Yeah, they're coming to the auditorium. And this is coming up courtesy of the Rochester Broadway Theater League. And we got a call coming in. Right there. Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good. Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Have you called us before?
No, first time, long time listener.
Oh, come on. Okay, uh-oh, here we go. Here comes the noise.
Oh, my God, Jessica, holy crap!
Yay.
Jessica, this is a fun first time for you. Okay, so we're going to play a little murder mystery, and you have to determine who committed the crime.
Who done it?
At the end of this little story, you have the ability to ask Scotty and me, because it's either one of us, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can ask us a question.
Yeah,
okay?
A couple questions.
So first, we have to determine at random.
Right.
Who's going to be the...
Who actually done it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're pulling out of a hat?
Yes.
Now, do I say...
No, don't. Obviously, you don't say.
Do I react?
Okay. No, well, I don't know.
Oh, geez. Okay, I see.
Okay, all right.
Do you see what your slip of paper
okay,
says?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so are you ready, Jess? Here is your mystery for today and Clue tickets. Here we go.
It was live audience Thursday at 98.9 The Buzz. A morning of laughter, caffeine, and chaos. Halfway through the show, the crowd gasped. The station's prized golden buzz trophy was gone, and in its place, a half-empty coffee cup still steaming, and a single pen tapping against the counter by itself. Moments later, the intern bust in screaming. The producer was found in the hallway, dazed, dizzy, and clutching a sticky note that read, "Too much buzz can be deadly." Two suspects stand out. Scott, hyper, noisy, pen-tapping, and running on his fourth cup of coffee. He claims he was just hyping up the crowd. And Sandy, organized, skeptical, and slightly paranoid. She insists she was reorganizing the studio desk because the clutter was throwing off her concentration.
Yeah.
But witnesses say she was also muttering about Scott's chaos energy ruining her system. So, detectives, who caused the morning mayhem at the Buzz? Was it Scott with the coffee cup in front of the live audience? Or Sandy with the sticky note and a perfectly planned motive?
That is the question. Oh, my God.
We get a buzz trophy? For what, actually? I was hung up on that.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right, so now you get to ask, interrogate us.
Yeah, who do you want to ask? Start with Sandy. What do you want to know from Sandy about this little story here?
I don't know. I was thrown off with the coffee because I thought with the coffee, it was obviously Sandy with as much coffee as she drinks all day.
Yeah.
So that kind of threw me off now.
Yeah.
And it was definitely Scott's coffee, not Sandy.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scott is hyper, so.
Yeah, and I don't even need the coffee, but yeah.
But he drinks it.
That's what I was thinking, too.
He's so funny. So who do you think done it?
Well, she's asking
questions. Oh, okay, keep asking. Yeah, anything else you want to know?
She didn't ask a question yet. What do we? Anything else you want to know?
I don't know. I can't think of any question now. I'm still thrown off.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. You just want to take a stab at it then?
Yeah, take a stab. Oh, stab.
Take a stab.
Stab
at it?
Murder.
Ooh. I'm still going to go with Sandy.
You're going to go with Sandy?
Yeah.
What does your slip of paper say, Sandy?
I did not do it.
Mine says murder.
No!
It was me. I did it. I'm the bad guy.
Wait a minute. I have a question, by the way, because yesterday we did the same thing with Mr. Professor Plum himself from the Clue Show.
Uh-huh.
And the listener who called up yesterday, Jody, she said it was me too. Do you people think that I am like that conniving and like...
Yes.
Murderous or whatever?
Hey.
I might have it in me. I'm Italian. But.
You've got it. You got the tickets to Clue. This is going to be at the Auditorium Theater. This is coming up on Tuesday, October 21st. It's opening night. And the guy yesterday, Professor Plum, told us this is the opening night of a 10-month run across America. So they worked it all out down in New York City in order to bring it on the road. And you're going to be one of the first people in the country to see it.
That's so awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jessica, thanks for being on The Buzz. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Hold the line. We'll hook you up. That was fun. Why am I always the murderer?
I know. You always are. But nobody suspects you. That's always the case.
Because I'm a nice guy.
I just got to say, my entire career working with Scotty, this is how it's always played out. Something goes wrong, everyone looks at me. And it's his fault. Okay, anyhow, that's my life. I guess I signed up for it. Here we go. Coming up on the show, now that the store has a fresh new look, will you go? And it is a local store in Greece.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you about that. Jerk or justified, calling out the person who didn't wash their hands.
Okay.
And, of course, it's Live Audience Thursday, so we'll get some Buzz listeners in here. Play for the PG.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
98.9 Buzz. Hello, Susanna Sandy here. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us. 43 to start. I can't wait to talk. I brought this up to Sandy this morning. And how gracious are you to allow us to do this on the radio today? Because I know how much you love fart noises.
Listen, this is what really happens, okay? When Scott says his wife laughs hysterically, he feels validated in his juvenile humor.
Oh, yeah.
And so then that's part of his pitch.
That's why I bring it in.
Go on the air.
Yes.
But I figure, well, whatever. We got Live Audience Thursday. saying. There's going to be a bunch of dudes in the studio. They'll probably equally find it as funny.
But you could call her. She has a problem with the Gap, the store. She bought these leather pants, and
we'll talk about it later on. That's like way later on, and about
soon.
It's a 8:30.
All right, a little after 8:30.
He's like so excited.
It's only 7-ish, you know, so it'll be about an hour.
He's so excited that we get to play this on the air that he's already talking about it. Okay, that's coming up at 8:30.
Yep.
Just after 7 o'clock, though, think of your favorite store, like mm-hmm. your go-to store.
Right.
Why do you pick that store as your go-to store? Is it the look of it? Because there is a store locally that's changing the way it looks, and they're hoping to bring you in.
Spazzano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, it's the end of the world, and we know it. Yes, we do. We're just here to kind of hide behind it and make things make you laugh before the end of the world. That's all.
That's what we do. Actually, yeah. We built a career on that.
Yes, we're the ostrich hiding of from Rochester. It. Yeah. Put our heads right in that sand.
That's how we parent.
Yeah.
That's how we are as employees.
Yeah.
Spouses. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, welcome to Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. We're looking at sunny and 55 degrees. It's dropped from 45 to 34.
Gigabuck. Yeah. Okay, so there's a big grand reopening of this one store, local mm-hmm. store. Now, before I tell you what the store is and why they're doing what they're doing, why they're pouring so much money into this. Mm-hmm. Think of your favorite store. What is your go-to store? You need to get something, your go-to. Everyone has their go-to store.
Right.
And why do you pick that store over another? And you could even say, well, I don't know. I was going to say groceries too, but I don't know if this applies. Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does. So Walmart in Greece.
Uh-huh.
The one in Elmridge Center has undergone a significant remodel as part of Walmart's nationwide effort, mm-hmm. Store of the Future.
Oh, there you go.
Is what they're calling the initiative. Expanded departments, improved signage, mm-hmm. and enhanced customer experiences.
Okay.
Now that part, I'm curious about. What does that mean, enhanced right. customer experiences?
Oh, I got the press release. It said that everybody that comes to this store will be carried piggyback through the aisles by all the employees.
It would be so freaking cool.
Hi, I'm Jim. Hop on.
You want to go for a ride?
Go for a ride.
Well, Jim.
Hop on.
Actually, is George over there available? Okay. Anyhow, the store is scheduled to celebrate its grand reopening on Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, they're dumping Walmart. I mean, I didn't think Walmart was broken. I didn't think we had to fix it, but they're dumping $9 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Over a 2-year period to modernize and upgrade about 1,400 stores across the U.S. And right here in Rochester, in Greece, is one of them.
Wow.
And they're doing it. They're the first phase, because this is over 2 years.
Yeah.
The first phase. So that's how. Is that how desperate that store needed a remodel?
Well, I mean, we got to try to keep those mom and pop stores down. So, come on.
If you break down the number, right? Don't be momming and popping around here. If
that's right. We don't want
it,
local at all. We want national chains.
That's about $2 million per store. Like, yeah. What? I mean, $2 million?
That's not a lot.
Oh, it's
really,
not?
If you think of it. I mean, a mega Walmart.
I could use $2 million for a little reno in my house.
A mega Walmart like the one in Greece, it probably cost 10 to build it, you know. So
we're not building it. We're just putting a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah, yeah. I know that.
But do they really need to do this?
No, they don't.
If they have the $9 billion to do it.
What are they going
to
do? Give it back to us?
But then I think, like, Then I think, why do we update our house? Like, initially when I saw this, I go, wow, they have so much money. They don't know what to do with it. So they're going to do a remodel. But then I thought, okay, so why do we renovate our homes?
Well, there's like a couple reasons. One, you get bored of it. Or two, something's broken.
So you are the one person I know mm-hmm. in my social circles. Mm-hmm. You update your house more than anybody else.
My wife updates our house more than anyone else.
Yes, okay,
yes,
that
to get
is
the
true.
Stink of the old marriage out of it.
Your house is completely different. It's a completely different home.
Yes, and we're just finishing the bathroom this weekend.
But what is it about? Is it because she wants to keep up with the times? Is it because she craves different and... Change the house, not the husband? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. And she wants to make it her home. And she was gracious enough to come into that home when there used to be somebody in it.
Okay, now it's been decades. It's been like, what, 15 years? How long you been married?
How long did girls hold a grudge?
Still, we're renovating. We're trying to get wash the old out?
Out of the hair. Well, no. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, and she likes decorating and interior stuff. So has an idea, and we make it happen. You start at the end, you back it out, and you figure it out, and you put it in.
There are some, and now especially, right, when the mm-hmm. real estate market is so hot,
yeah.
you go into these homes that are selling for crazy amounts of money, yet they haven't touched it since they built it.
Right.
And then you do question, like, wow, that person did not upkeep their house. So I don't want to fall so behind, which my house is probably on close to falling so behind.
No, I don't think so.
But say 95%, 95, that's pretty much all of us, mm-hmm. consider a store's exterior appearance as an important factor when deciding where to shop.
Yeah, it's the curb appeal. We all like that. We all like new shiny looking things. There's on 104 out in Ontario. They've been building this structure that I've been watching all summer.
Yeah.
Going back and forth. And I can actually, I think, unless I'm mistaken, I'm like, that's going to be an Aldi's because the shape of it. I'm like, that looks like an Aldi. And I'm like, well, they need one out here. Oh my God, that's going to be an Aldi. Yeah, and that's the curb appeal that you see.
Okay, but does Aldi's have that curb appeal?
Yeah.
Like, I think people go into Aldi's not because of the curb appeal. They don't have the pretty landscaping like Wegmans across the street.
Well, no, but Aldi has renovated in Webster. They've upped their game a couple of years ago. They blew it out. They added an extra third on and made it big and beautiful.
So maybe it looks different than the one by my house. But Aldi's people don't go to Aldi's because of the curb appeal, I don't think. I think people go to Aldi's for the price.
Okay, well.
Don't you agree? Just think why people go to Walmart for the price, not the curb.
I don't know.
Appeal.
I don't go to stores because of anything else except the relative location. If it's close, I'm in, I'm out. I'm not driving anywhere to go somewhere if I've got the same one near me.
Yeah, well, you're a dude.
Right.
41% of consumers prioritize stores' ambience over factors like location, you just said.
Interesting.
The ambience of a store over location, staff friendliness.
Okay.
And customer service. That is messed up.
Yeah, but look at Wegmans.
You are not picking a store just because it looks pretty.
Yeah, look at Wegmans. It's gorgeous. You walk into a Wegmans, you're like,
No, can't use Wegmans because they do have great customer service.
Well, they do, yeah.
They're saying people will choose the pretty store mm-hmm. over the store that has great customer service.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Yeah,
man. I don't believe that.
I don't ever talk to anyone, an employee, whenever I go into a store. Very rarely. Maybe once a year. I interact with someone who works there. I don't care about customer service.
But if you have a problem, like you're making a return, you don't want a lousy, grumpy person. Don't you want a sweet, friendly, I don't know, like
well,
your co-host?
Of course, yeah, but like that doesn't give me, like my co-host. That doesn't give me the motivation to change
But it's overpriced too. You just want, do you walk into a pretty store because you think it looks fancy and it feels pretty? Like
I like the feel of a Target. I like the feel of a Wegmans, the vibe, the ambiance. I like the feel of
crazy.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, Walmart, not so much.
See, now knowing this, that people look at the curb appeal and the aesthetics of something, mm-hmm. I am never, ever inviting anyone over.
To my house ever again.
My house, I feel like, is that house when I post a picture of it, you can smell it. that house? Like somebody will post a picture like, I could smell what that house smells like.
Yeah, because you have too many Glade plugins all over your house.
Like that.
Yeah.
I know the smell of that house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spazano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial. This is Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, it's on 98.9 The Buzz. Messy is the operative word.
Definitely is messy.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's dirty. It's gross. And when you see someone doing this, do you call them out?
Or not doing this.
Well, you're right. Not doing this.
So I know your verdict. You want it to be jerk.
Well, I don't know.
That's the way you described it.
Let's talk this out. So yesterday was Global Wash Your Hands Day.
Yep.
Which, let's pause for 1 second and think, why do we need a Global Wash Your Hands Day?
Because we're all dirty pigs. Every one of us.
Like Global Wipe Your Butt Day.
Exactly. Then wash your hands.
Like, what is...
I don't know.
Happening? Why? Who decided that? Okay. Anyhow, so it was. It was Global Wash Your Hands Day. Now, there have been times where, you know, you're in the public restroom. Somebody is walking out without washing their hands. Mm-hmm. And you know they did not wash their hands. Mm-hmm. Do you say something?
Are you jerk or justified to say, hey, you need to wash your hands?
In any way. Like, it could be like a, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, oh, you know what? The sink's over here this way, not through that door. That's the exit. Like, something.
That's whack job stuff. You don't do that.
Whichever way you want, bold or passive aggressive, however you want to drop that hint that I see you and your dirty fingers.
I can see you doing this.
You know how many times, listen, I have never done it, but do you know how many times I want to do it? And I think we all are there where you notice someone not washing their hands and you want to say something.
There's times where I have not washed my hands.
Ew!
And everybody's done it at least once in their lifetime on the planet. So, but when I'm like ADD and I don't think about it and somebody walks out without washing their hands, it reminds me to stop and wash my hands. It's like a guilt thing.
I can't even.
Why?
When I'm ADD and I don't think to wash my hands, you're going to blame ADD on washing your hands?
I'm already seven thoughts in and I'm lucky
do
I don't.
Do you brush your teeth every morning?
Yes.
Do you wipe your butt? Do you ADD on that? Like,
no.
What is happening?
No, it's just because like most times at home I do, but like here, if I'm like, I'm thinking five things ahead and you're lucky I don't even walk straight into the door without opening it.
I can't. And this is a guy. I think this is more of a guy issue than a woman issue.
Yeah.
I think girls are more diligent with that.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah.
more grossed out about the fact that you don't. Like my husband, I'll call him out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's not listening.
He doesn't.
There are times in the morning where, like on a Sunday morning, he wakes up because normally I'm not there, mm-hmm. right? In mm-hmm. the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll, you know, go to the bathroom. Just nothing major.
Just come out.
Not the doom scrolling kind of bathroom. Break.
Right. Just a quick tinkle.
And then he comes out and then he thinks that I'm going to be okay with him making my coffee for me. No. No. And there was even one time where I'm like, are you going to wash your hands? He's like, oh. I'm like he turned into an 8-year-old boy.
Because
I'm
you treated him like a mom. That's why.
Well, then don't touch me or touch my coffee. Like,
well, then,
we
then,
need our
then
distance
you
until
fend him off. And when he asks
die.
You why, when he asks you why, he'd be like, oh, you didn't wash your hands.
But if you ever say that to him, he's going to be like, I wash my hands.
Yeah. My daughter does it. Did you wash your hands? Yes. I'm like, come on over. Get over here.
How many times did you go to the bathroom this morning?
Not yet. Here.
Oh, okay.
Well, wash my hands because you're here.
Can you let me know next time when you walk back in the studio, can you tell me if you washed your hands or not to know how close I should be to you?
I'll do what my daughter does. I'll Which come up
is?
To you and shove my hands in your face. You can smell the soap. Good morning. The buzz. You're justified to say something to somebody if they don't wash their hands.
Oh, it's very, very justified.
Really?
This is Michelle from Brockport. I'm in the food service business. One time, this is terrible. One time I went to, friends and I went to Olive Garden. A young man came in, going to the men's restroom. He was out of the kitchen. He had his half apron on, you know, just covering his front, uh-huh. not the whole item.
Right.
He went into the restroom with the apron on, okay?
Ew.
Now, he did not take the apron off, which you're supposed to do, and leave it on the chair or something.
Yeah.
And they went in, and they came out. Do I know he washed his hands? I highly doubt it. Did he lift his apron up? I highly doubt it.
Wow.
So my group and I said, let's go. What do you mean, let's go? I said, we can't eat here. I said, never mind, I'm not telling you.
I'm right there with you, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. No. If you ever see a food person, chef, whatever the heck you want, even waitress,
yeah.
if they do not take their apron off before they trot to the restroom, don't eat, go out
see.
And have a nice day.
I can't see
else.
What's happening back there. I don't want to see what, I don't even like seeing the chef smoking behind the building. I'm like, No.
Ding, ding, ding. And, you know,
Thank
no
you.
Matter what.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Your vote has been registered.
Yeah, I guess I would be totally justified to say something
Look
like that.
Look at Scotty. This message just came in with three puke emojis. You know, like. So I think they'd be justified to say something.
To say something to somebody who doesn't wash their hands, 818-2899.
All right, more messages coming in, and you can call us or leave have the Odyssey app open up, Scotty, so you can check voice messages too.
Yeah.
Jerk, I think you were the weird one watching what people do at the sink.
Oh, that's true. Second. Very true.
Help but notice. And yes, actually, I will admit that I pay extra attention if there's somebody else in the public restroom. And I keep an eye out if they wash their hands because I need to know how I'm going to exit the restroom. Because if they don't wash their hands, then
use your elbows to open the door. I will never, ever say anything to anybody in the men's room to wash their hands if they didn't.
Why?
Because when he goes to punch me, I don't want poopy hands on my face. It's the only reason.
Has anyone ever called you out? Because you did admit that sometimes you ADD in space.
Yeah, right. No, no.
Nobody's ever called you out?
No. There's never anybody in there anyways. There's like four guys that work here.
Okay.
I don't think that, I think it'd be a jerk move to say anything to anybody. It raises tensions and
one
of the most anxious places on earth is in a public restroom.
It is?
It's very anxious in there, yeah.
Why?
I mean,
you
guys are different. Yeah, how would you like to stand 4 inches away from someone, stand and see them out of the peripheral vision and like go to the bathroom?
Are there even sinks in the boys' bathroom? How many sinks do you
have? There are no sinks in there.
Because you guys probably don't use them. They're probably... No,
there's just a trough full of ice. Just piddle on that.
Do you... are there a lot of sinks or just one?
There's two... Have you ever been in the men's room? Here?
No, why do you say it like that as if I should have been?
I don't know. You never peeked in and take a look at it?
No, I'm not curious. And I do not want that stank on me. No. more messages coming in. Justified. Huh? I've said something before.
Oh, jeez.
It's gross and inconsiderate. Wash your hands. It's basic hygiene. Oh, no.
Justified to say something.
Wait a minute. Call in. Don't just message me on Facebook.
That's awesome.
Tammy, call in. I want to hear what happened.
We'll wait.
Okay. Yeah. What else? Any other calls coming in? Because you're falling behind by two.
No, I think so. To call someone out.
To say something. Next time you see somebody walk out of the bathroom without washing their hand, you have full on permission.
The verdict is justified.
Wow.
Did not think it was going to go that way, but I love it.
Justified.
Crazy.
98.9 The Buzz.
Now, we have to somehow get the courage to say something.
I don't know
if I would have that in me.
No.
All right, coming up on the show, it's Live Audience Thursday. So we're going to do buzz shots with our listeners to celebrate each and every single one of you for listening to the show for as long as you have. We're going to make everybody in the studio feel uncomfortable with Keep It PG.
And the quacking pants.
Oh, boy. Scott's so excited for this.
Oh, stop it. You think it's funny. We are back in the buzz. Keep it right there.
The best part of your morning isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 98.9 The Buzz, Susanna and Sandy. You remember when you asked me at like 5:55 this morning, like how you loved Thursdays because it gets you into the weekend? And I was like, nah, not so much. I like Fridays better.
Mm-hmm.
Thursdays at 8 a.m. is when I turn on.
Yeah, I do love Thursdays. It's a little chaotic, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm feeling it now.
So much fun, live audience Thursday, where we invite you to come in the studio with us. Like, so much fun that Matt was so stinking excited. He came a week early.
Yeah, he's going to be here two weeks in a row.
Matt's like,
his penance is to come back.
I'm like, who are you? He's like, Matt, I'm supposed to be here, aren't I? I'm like, oh, I think it's next week.
That's cool.
That's fine. I mean, you are so excited, you're going to come back again next week.
Yes.
I somehow weaseled my way into 2 weeks in a row.
I love it. Great idea.
It's perfect.
Great idea.
So we have a studio full of people, and we're going to make you all uncomfortable with Keep It PG.
And we're
going to
do shots next on The Buzz. Keep it there. Uh-oh. 98.9 The Buzz. It's Thursday. It's Susanna and Sandy. Time to do this. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach your side. We got shots.
Shots, 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 shots. Yeah, baby.
All right. Matt, James Bond, and that is his name. Tommy Kutz and Mr. Mike, all in the studio. Just me and the boys hanging out.
I've been waiting for this.
I feel so bad
because it's always just mostly women. I don't know why. It just happens out that way. And we oftentimes will start talking about the little things that bother us about our husbands. And then Scott walks in and then he's like,
Hi. Hi, everybody.
So now you roll reversal.
I know. Exactly. So we're good. Yep. It's a sausage show today.
Okay, so Audience Thursday, 98.9thebuzz.com. If you ever want to come in the studio, hang out with us for the hour. Matt is so excited, like we said.
He's a week early.
He's a week early.
Good job, buddy!
I'm here, though.
You come back next week, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, absolutely.
But you know what? Matt is impressive because he's not only in marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So marketing people feel like they're on their game all times, right? He's also a professor.
Really?
So.
Of?
I teach marketing at the University of Rochester.
Our
student is listening right now.
Yes.
Mr. Matt, Professor Matt, wants you to show up to class a week early.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, lead by example.
All right. Well, we're coming up on about 8:09 here on 98.9 The Buzz. And sunny and cool and 57 degrees. And then we're going to have you guys.
Well, let's keep going around.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Well, then we got him.
You got to introduce everybody. Then James Bond, Mr. James Bond, who was on the startup way back in the day when we used to do Spazano and Sandy startup.
Does anybody ever call you Jim?
I go by everything.
Huh?
James, Rick. Late for dinner.
Really? So, no.
My best friend calls me Rick.
Oh, Rick, okay.
My middle name's Richard.
Oh, okay.
And his wife calls me James.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
R in my phone is Rick, but then also James. So I was trying to figure it out. Okay.
Rick James! Rick James!
One of my Facebook pages is Rick James.
Is it really? Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyhow, James Bond is his name, and he is the inventor of Dream Climb. That's why he was in way back when. Then we have Tommy Kutz.
Tommy Kutz in the house. Sure. Looking good. Talk right up on here. See if I can hear you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
Came back. But yeah, things are going well since the last time we have spoken.
Yeah.
And Tommy has a mobile barbershop that he focuses on kids who need a little bit of love and attention when they get their hair cut.
Extra special attention.
Yes. You know, either they're dealing with autism, they're on the spectrum, or they just have something where it's really hard for them to go to a traditional barbershop.
Right.
Tommy Kutz specializes in that. And then Mr. Mike is here as support.
Yes, he is here. He flew in for this.
I know he did. From where?
Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. This is a destination vacation spot,
right,
Mr. Mike?
Right. Either Hyannis or here. No.
From Cape Cod.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to play Keep It PG. Anyone in the room, have you heard Keep It PG before? Yes, Matt has. Mm-hmm. Okay. So This is going to, I mean, you got, I know how dirty-minded you are sometimes, James Bond, but you got to keep it clean on the air.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Everything all the time on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, live audience Thursday. We got James Bond, we got Tommy Cutts, we got Mike, we got Matt. We got just a big family of fun today, Sandy.
Just me and the boys.
That's just you and the boys. That's right. That's right. All right. So now it's time to play Let's Keep It PG, shall we?
Yes. It's called Keep It PG. Here's the rules of the game. You cannot use the same word someone else uses.
Ooh.
You have about 10 seconds to respond. The most creative gets the point.
Ah.
I'm the judge. Well, Mike, are you playing this game?
No, he's underplaying. No. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you're the judge with me, okay? But don't favor James because you're friends with James. Okay, so Mike and I are the judge, and you have to keep a PG. Okay?
Okay.
We all good?
Ready.
Okay, number one.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a scenario. You give me the first thing that comes to mind. Matt, you start us off.
Okay.
This year for Halloween, you're feeling a little... Wait, hang on. Are any of your students listening right now from the U of R?
Honestly, I don't know. They could be.
Okay, well, I hope not after this. This year for Halloween, you're feeling a little adventurous, and you decide to throw a grown-up Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Each guest gets a special trick-or-treat bag filled with body glitter, whipped cream packets, and lollipops. The first game of the night is bobbing for what?
I think the only thing coming to my mind is feet.
Okay. We're learning a lot about Matt. Feet fetter.
I was thinking the little pumpkins.
Oh, okay. The pumpkins.
Bobbing for little pumpkins.
James, so clean. Okay. Tommy Cutts. Yeah, good.
We're bobbing for... Oh, my goodness. Ears. Let's go with ears.
Bobbing for ears.
Yay. Okay. I'm bobbing for ears
it's
for 100.
All right, so it's Gus Potato. This Halloween, you're feeling a little adventurous. You decided to throw a grown-up Halloween party. Each guest gets a special trick-or-treat bag filled with body glitter, whipped cream packets, and lollipops. The first game of the night is bobbing for...
Boobies!
You can't see this.
That's PG.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
That's the whole...
Do you want me to say the real word?
No!
Okay, boobies!
Okay, Mike, who wins? Who gets the point? I say Matt. Don't you say Matt. Matt.
Yeah.
Feet. No, Matt. Yeah. Matt gets the point!
Good job, buddy.
Okay,
good
Matt, job, you're on the board with one.
All right.
The worst feeling ever is trying to stay awake while driving home after a long day.
Mm.
You've rolled down the windows. You blasted the buzz as loud as it goes. Mm. But the only thing that seems to work is when you poke your what?
Belly button.
Yes! Belly button. Love that.
James Bond, the only thing that seems to work is when you poke your...
Nose.
Okay. He's not even trying to be creative. Come on, James. Okay. Tommy Cutts.
Have to be a body part?
You're just poking.
Just poking.
Keep
something.
You awake.
Yeah.
I'm poking my daughter's little squishy. It's a weighted squishy. She's got a weighted squishy.
Okay, yeah. I was worried squishy. When you started with my daughter, but
no,
that's fine.
Yeah, no,
that's
fine. My daughter's got a weighted squishy, and I guess I'm gonna push that until I go to sleep.
So. Okay, Scott Spazzato, the worst feeling ever is trying to stay awake driving home after a long day. You roll down the windows, you blasted the buzz, but the only thing that seems to work is when you poke your...
Uber driver.
Oh!
Stay awake.
Let's see, Mike. Who do you think should get the point? Scott. Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Okay, this is it, Matt. If you get this, you take the home. You take the prize home.
Pressure's on.
Yeah,
and
man.
I don't know what the prize is.
I don't. There is no prize.
No matter.
Oh no, he gets to come back next week.
Oh, good. Okay, yes.
He'll come back as a back-to-back.
Okay, very good. No matter what else happens this hour on Live Audience Thursday, one thing will stick with you forever. You couldn't help but notice Scott's unusually large watch.
Oh, my God.
And even now, you're doing your best not to keep staring at it.
Basement dungeon.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Wow, that is so random. love it.
GreatDanesAndRubberSheets.com.
Okay. Scott, you're always taking it too far.
Sorry.
Mr. James Bond.
Question again?
Okay. No matter what else happens this hour during Live Audience Thursday, one thing's going to stick with you forever. You couldn't help but notice Scott's unusually large what? And even now, you're doing your best not to keep staring at
him. Big snot hanging out of his nose.
Oh! Yeah! He is a nose picker.
That's PG, right?
Yeah.
And did you just see he did reach for his nose? He felt like he had one.
Tommy.
Okay, Tommy Cuts.
You want to?
Let's go with the lettuce in your teeth.
The lettuce in my teeth.
The lettuce in the teeth, buddy. Okay, I can't stop staring at it, dude. It's blaring right at me right now.
Mike, which one? Who? Oh, you think Tommy Cuts?
I like that one, yeah.
You don't think his, whatever he
that
said,
was creative.
That was very creative.
Or
I'm just saving
picking?
It for lunch.
All right. Well, Mike is the final judge, and you get the point, Tommy Cuts, and it's a tie.
All right.
But you all win. You're all winners here in the studio.
Because we're here on The Buzz.
Because we're here.
Appreciate it.
Did you guys hear about the quacking pants? Speaking of,
I heard about it on my way in. I was kind of interested, but
were you
tight pants and quick?
This is something I showed my wife last night, and she actually laughed. She doesn't have a great sense of humor like I do,
but
she even likes this.
Oh my god, you did not say that.
She even thought it was funny. Well, you don't like my sense of humor either. And I've been stuck with you for 28 years.
You said my wife does not have a great sense of humor
like
I do.
I do. Like my sense of humor.
So that means that you are better than her.
Right, stop picking apart. She doesn't have the same sense of humor as I do.
There you go. There you go. I'm trying to save your marriage.
But you're trying to save the radio show. You got to hear what happened. This poor lady goes to the Gap and buys a really expensive pair of leather pants. But what happened to her in the restaurant completely embarrasses her. And she wants Gap to do something about it. We'll tell you what happened in just a few. You'll actually hear it too on The Buzz.
Yeah.
Hello, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Hello, Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. We got James Bond. We got Mike from Dream Klein. We got Matt, who thought he was supposed to be here this week. And Tommy Cuts on Live Audience Thursday. Give yourselves a round of applause. Hey, Oh, I couldn't wait to do this. I couldn't wait to.
God, he's been waiting since 5 a.m. to do this.
Last night, a video came up on my feed. It was on TikTok, and this girl starts complaining, and she's bummed, and she wants The Gap to answer because she went shopping at The Gap and bought a very expensive pair of pants. They were leather pants. So she's. I'll just let her say what happened. Take a listen to this.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then that did not come from my the pants. You got some explaining to do.
That's her squatting down to pick something up, and that's what her pants
she
did.
She squats down and it makes this noise. I didn't know Gap and Aflac did like some collaboration. And this, I just looked it up. She's gotten more than 7 million likes in the last 48 hours on this. And now, of course, she's riding that wave, you know, capitalizing on it.
You know, leather pants do make noise. Like, I have a pair of leather pants, and I'm nervous to bend down because you don't know where the air is going to squeeze out of and what it is going to sound like. Because, like regular pants, the air just comes out through the...
Through the fabric.
This, it doesn't. It has to come out up or down. That's it. That's hysterical. So Scotty shows me this video and he's laughing. He goes, oh, my wife even thinks it's funny.
Yeah, yes.
When he gets validation for juvenile humor,
yes,
it's all about it.
I bring it in. I bring it in. Have you ever had it? Like, so you said you had that...
When I wear my leather pants, I got to be careful when I wear them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what's going to happen.
For the record, I don't own a pair.
Okay,
I
you
just
don't.
Want to let you guys, I don't.
You don't. Yeah, thank you, Tommy.
I think he's denying it way too hard.
I don't have a pair.
Okay. Wait, have you noticed that, James? Because that's the second time he wanted to make a point that he does not. But why not, Tommy? I think guys in leather pants. I think that's
no, absolutely.
Yeah,
no.
You don't get a chance to wear them anywhere.
I think
often,
Scott has a
right?
pair. I want to be real honest. I think Scott's got a pair.
I've got a pair of assless chaps, but not.
Here we go again.
No, but like honestly, for guys, like you guys can wear them out, like to dinner. But guys can't wear leather pants to dinner.
Could you walk into the U of R as the professor with leather pants?
I mean, technically, they would let me.
Yeah,
and I'm secure enough to admit I got a pair at home.
Okay, all right, but
do you really?
I do.
Let's be honest. Are you being funny?
No.
No. Where's
no.
The, oh my God. What's the occasion you wear them, though?
So,
like, right?
I only wore it at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh,
when I was dressing up.
That okay. works. Good job.
Huzzah. Next week, you're wearing them when you're back in.
Huzzah.
Bring yes. your leather pants.
Oh, deal.
Deal? Okay. You're going to wear them next week? Okay, cool.
Challenge right. accepted. Okay.
I just had my Renaissance Festival mug in the studio. Was it yesterday we did the
yeah.
The Stein Challenge? Other clothes that make noises that you didn't expect.
Oh, now, humiliating noises. I hate heels. Right? Hmm. I mean, you guys can't relate to that unless Matt, I don't know.
I don't okay. have heels.
No, no.
Heels, it's always like, okay, where am I?
Are you yeah. conscious when you're walking?
You or feel do like you make, a teacher or a principal.
Yeah, but do you make the noise and you're confident when you hear it? It sounds powerful.
In the movies, it does.
Yeah.
When you are the person making that noise, the heel noise, you mm-hmm. sound like a teacher.
But are you? Can you hear it after a while, or do you just don't hear it after a while when you're
no,
walking
I hear
up and down?
Oh, you hear it all the time. I don't want to be the principal.
Do you walk differently? Do you walk differently when you wear heels?
Yeah, because on my
you
toes. Try not, I walk on my toes.
You try not to make the noise. I think James had corduroy pants back in the old yeah. days. Remember corduroy pants?
Corduroy pants and bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms made noise. No. What do you have on your bell bottoms?
Bells.
Bells.
What the hell? Okay. Bells and bell bottoms.
We yeah. are learning so much about you guys.
But you get like squeaky shoes and like, do you ever like a purse with like a chain thing and it makes chinky noises? And...
I don't like, some people do mm. like the clinking of the bracelets or the something. Mm. They are okay about it. Mm. I don't know about guys, how you guys feel. I don't think so. The look on all your faces.
No, we
no,
don't.
No, I'm trying to imagine it. I mean, a jean jacket. I mean, I guess a jean jacket.
It kind of ruffles you. Yeah.
When you're walking, it could...
This is more of a girl problem, isn't it?
Definitely more of a girl
problem. Yeah,
and this poor girl, not anymore, she wants some answers from The Gap. Take a listen again.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then... That did not come from my... No. The pants. You got some explaining to do.
Yeah, but did you say that people are donating to her? What did
you
say?
Yeah, somebody opened up and like, they're like, you're so funny. You are so awesome. We feel so bad for you. We want to help pay off your student loan. And she said she had to shut it down because she was fine. Thank you. She's like, thank you, everybody. But I'm paying for it. Everybody would like their student loan taken care of.
We cannot complain about budgets and inflation when we are ready to give this woman money because her pants make her sound like she's farting. I mean,
she did a follow-up video I saw, and now of course I'm following her to see how long her 15 minutes of fame lasts.
Yeah.
She'll probably end up like, you know, like,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But she had this one thing where she's walking out of her bedroom like, oh, like all sorts. She goes, POV, my point of view of me doing 700 leg thrusts to prove my point to Gap. Because she's doing all these squats and stuff like that. Tell me all about you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. We're here with live audience Thursday and our guests in the studio.
Yeah. This is where we invite you to come on the air with us because we appreciate all of you for listening all these years that you have been. So 98.9thebuzz.com is where you can fill out the form and then I'll call you, reach out to you, and you could show up a week early to like Matt if you want.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah, we're never gonna let you live that down.
That's fine.
So James Bond.
That's his real name.
Yes, ma'am.
That is his real name.
You came up with an idea.
Yeah.
You were on our startup with Brandon T. Adams a while ago, and you were trying to figure out how to take their idea to the next level. And what is that idea, and where did you get?
Well, we figured out a way to make any adjustable bed, or make your bed really work. The adjustable beds that are already out there don't really solve the problem. They're good. They're lifestyle beds. They're good for watching TV, work at night on your computer, things like that. But if you're using them for sleep, they don't really do the job.
Right.
We invented something that actually puts your bed in something called the reverse Schindelenburg position. Our bed is called Dreamcline.
It's the very first
adjustable bed specifically designed for the reverse Schindelenburg position, which is a medical position for sleep apnea, acid reflux, snoring, COPD, back pain.
Oh my God, this is Scott Spazzino. Can you get a bed for him?
This worked out really.
I can go to Sleep City. Sleep City right now and buy one.
Sleep City and the mattress store on Chi-Life.
Okay.
It's a cool name, the mattress store.
Yeah. What do they sell?
In Chi-Life.
I don't know. All right, that's cool.
And then you teamed up with Mike.
Mike at Convention City.
He really elevated you, right?
I couldn't have done this without him. He's wearing it at all.
He's wearing
I just invented it. He has the letters behind it.
Yeah, right.
He's a CEO guy.
What's Invention City? Is that like a venture capital group? Or is that an actual, like, Circuit City?
No.
Circuit City.
It's the website, yeah. Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, that's cool. Love
all right.
That.
So thank you for coming in, Mike, from flying in from Cape Cod. Jeez.
All the way for this, yeah.
We felt
I needed
so
them.
Much pressure. Scott and I are like, man, we got to entertain.
Did you take him out and get garbage plate yet?
Sorry?
Did you take him to get garbage plate
yet? No, I should do that for you, man. He got here late last night. That should be a lunch thing.
You're right.
No, do it. Absolutely.
If he's flying at night, do it like for dinner and then let him
oh,
fly.
Wow. You're flat out mean. You're mean.
Yes. Just trying to protect the air.
Well, thanks for being part of the Buzz fam. We appreciate
you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy Cutts, your turn.
Your next buddy.
Thank you, guys.
You've been in once before?
I have, and that was a really great opportunity. And,
get closer on. Buddy, I'm
sorry. Yeah,
nah, I couldn't get my mic fixed in time.
All right. Yeah. Oh, how about we do this one?
Yeah, good.
All right. Yeah, so Tom is from Tommy Cuts, and I just provide mobile barber services for children and adults with developmental disabilities, mental health barriers, and sensory disorders. I've been in the field now for a couple of years, and since the last time I've been on your guys' show, I've been able to get a website and a booking app up and going.
Nice.
So a lot more easy. Go to TommyCuts.com. That's that easy instead of, you know, calling or whatever.
Yeah.
So TommyCuts.com is up and running. Now with every new service, I'm able to provide sensory bags, sensory toys that have in them, and things have been just going really well.
That's awesome.
I'm really on the verge of really trying to bring someone on to take over some haircuts so that we can evolve into growing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Oh, okay. Mike, James,
I know,
Matt,
I've been talking to these guys all morning. Yeah. Trust me, I've been trusting and picking these guys' brain all morning. And it's been a great opportunity to be hanging out with these guys and you here. Just like I said, I not only do I do that, but I've done weddings. I did a couple of weddings over the summer, providing for groom services, hot towel shaves.
Okay.
And then, I provide the whole experience right at the comfort of your own home.
Perfect.
Yeah, see, that's
right.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Especially for parents with younger children that, you know, it's like an incredible, I have a friend who has an autistic son, he's nonverbal, and just to go to the dentist, he has to be put under.
I hear horror stories about that.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it's almost dangerous at times for the kid because but you can offer a specific service like that, and I think that's wonderful. I think we've found a little niche of a niche, which is great, dude. Really is.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
And then Matt.
Sorry, here you go.
As punishment, we can defer till next week.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You can tell he's a college professor. As punishment, we can defer to next week.
Yes. He's going to defer his butt back to U of R and teach marketing.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in. Appreciate it. Very cool you guys said, you know, just take an hour out of your busy days and do things. Yeah. We wish you all the successes that you're already having and lots more on that, too.
Yeah. Okay, right. So now it is time
to say
we out
like a fake ID at a college bar.
See ya, bye.
See ya, bye. Commercial free 98 is next.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spisano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.